Howdy, neighbors. Beef Buzz time as we talk with Kent Backus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Kent in just a moment.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing, too. Right now, you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
Crop Plan by Winfield combines high-performing seed genetics with local, field-tested answer plot results to provide farmers with localized management strategies that incorporate seed placement, proper nutrition, and crop protection product recommendations based on solid data. They planted multiple answer plot locations in the Southern Plains region this year, showcasing winter canola and winter wheat. Crop Plan by Winfield, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Farm and Ranch News Daily Email. 2014, a great year as far as beef exports are concerned. We're still waiting on those final numbers. The December numbers are not available to us as of yet. They'll be available in just another few weeks. And when we get those, it'll likely be showing around $6.5 billion worth of beef export sales from the United States in 2014, the calendar year. And as we mentioned, that will be a record when it comes to the value of beef exports. Volume will be maybe a little change from a year ago, maybe even a little bit under that of a year ago when those numbers come in from Uncle Sam. Now, one thing that we need to continue the growth in beef exports from our shores, according to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Kent Backus, is Trade Promotion Authority. And he's hopeful that Congress may act on that here in 2015.
So what we need now is we need this new Congress to work with this administration and grant them the authority to negotiate more trade agreements. We've got to do that through Trade Promotion Authority. It's very important that Congress take that up immediately and give our negotiators the legitimacy that they need to go out and work these deals with other countries with the assurance that when they come back that they'll get a straight up or down vote from Congress in a very short time. The last thing we need is to have a big negotiation take place, have an agreement filled, and then come back and have 535 different opinions on it in Congress. We need this administration to consult with Congress in those negotiations, get a good deal, and then bring it back and get it passed so that we can start to see those massive tariffs in Asia and in Europe start to fall off.
It may be a heavy lift for the GOP to go along with Trade Promotion Authority for the Obama administration. But if that does happen, according to Kent Backus, there's some good things out there that could happen here as early as later this calendar year in 2015.
That's right. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is one of those. Obviously, we would like to have the opportunity to knock down a lot of those high tariff rates, especially with countries like Japan and Vietnam. In a lot of those Southeast Asian countries where we have such a large growing middle-class population that wants to eat more beef, we need TPP. And in order to get that, we're going to need Trade Promotion Authority. At the same time, we want our negotiators to work out a lot of these differences we have with Europe. And we're highly restricted to what we can sell in the European market right now. Most of that is not based on sound science. We need free trade agreements. We need to use that leverage and give our negotiators the authority they need to be able to come back, take down those barriers, and let us sell more beef to European consumers.
Lobbyist Kent Backus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association out of their D.C. office talking about one of the things on the wish list for NCBA, Trade Promotion Authority. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Interact with the best in farming and the industry at No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 27th and 28th in Salina, Kansas. Be sure to take in the industry morning marketplace the morning of the 27th and talk with vendors at the largest no-till trade show in the region. Get registered today at www.notill.org or call 785-210-4525. This 19th annual event is sponsored in part by Green Cover Seed, Pressbuster, and Agriculture Liquid Fertilizer.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.